time to explore some of the hidden parts of Sydney's history. Well, I mean, hidden, occult to us who are not of the history profession. Dr. Lisa Murray from the Dictionary of Sydney joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Oh, look, this one, and I freely admit it, I have never heard of Sydney's Rum Hospital. I'm terrified that it will be a hipster bar by that name pretty much by the end of this segment, at a rough guess.
I think it should be, because it's actually a really interesting and early part of Sydney's history. You wouldn't think you'd use rum as incentive to build a hospital, but that's what we did back in Sydney in 1810. Basically, we had, the initial hospitals were really just in tents and temporary buildings. And when Governor Lachlan Macquarie came along, he was like, well, we really need to get a few more things happening. And he saw the hospital as one of the first things to really get built, a major hospital for the town, not just the military, but for the convicts. And people didn't really have a lot of money, had all these grand ambitions, didn't want to keep sort of knocking on the door of the British Treasury saying, give me more money. So he came up with Sydney's, what we describe now as Sydney's first public-private partnership. Now,
Wow. People
might think, well, that's a very late 20th century idea. No, it was happening back in the 19th century. He basically offered this contract to developers that they could get a limited but obviously very lucrative monopoly on the importation of rum into the colony in exchange for, as sort of payment for building the Sydney Hospital.
That is oh my God, that's ingenious.
It is really clever, I think. And so three up and coming entrepreneurs, Blaxwell, Riley and Wentworth, said, okay, let's do it. They made a lot of money out of it. And of course, it quickly became known as the Rum Hospital.
Now, where was it? Where was the site of this?
So the site is actually on the ridge of what is now Macquarie Street. And parts of the building are still there. Namely the Mint building.
Uh-huh.
And our esteemed Parliament actually meets in one wing of the Rum Hospital.
Wow. So just at the top of Hyde Park?
Yes, so just along from Hyde Park, you'll see it. And so there were three wings, and where the Sydney Hospital is today in that central part, so it's sort of flanked on the south by the Mint and on the north by the Parliament. And the middle, we've still got the Sydney Hospital. So it's been functioning as a hospital since 1816 on that site. It was originally called the Sydney Infirmary.
Infirmary.
But, yeah, right. But later became known as the Sydney Hospital. And so it's now no longer a general hospital, but it is Australia's sort of oldest functioning hospital site.
Now, I imagine like most public-private works, it was completed on time, to the right money, and incredibly well built.
Well, let's not get too cynical here, Nick. But it had to be said that there was a little bit of shoddy work happening, a bit of rising damp, uncertain foundations that caused a bit of subsidence. But also there was some it looks like it's all sandstone on the outside, but there were apparently in some of the wings some rubble walls which left gaps and things so vermin could get in, rats and so on, and make their nests in the walls and things like that. So it wasn't actually ideal when you're thinking about a hospital sort of having rats in the
and
walls
vermin.
And
no,
things.
No, not particularly great.
So, you know, they did within about, it was completed in 1816, and within a short period of time they were actually calling in Francis Greenway to try and look at it, see if they could improve it, fix up a few of the defects. And in the end, that was part of the reason, with a growing hospital and things, they decided to demolish the central wing and rebuild. But that was in the late 19th century.
So it actually lasted quite a while.
It did. It did, with other sort of buildings. It was a really ambitious project. And so the three wings weren't needed at the start in 1816 when it opened. And so actually they sort of went, we'll just use it for other things. So it became a mint in the 1850s and was minting coinage for the the colony, and the northern wing was being used for meetings between the Legislative Council and the governor from the sort of 1840s. So it's adaptive reuse, another kind of modern term with heritage buildings, was again happening very early in Sydney.
Now, I was laughing with you before that I've never heard of it, but it's actually quite well known, you know, for Sydney historians. And there's a symposium this weekend, isn't there?
There is, because it is 200 years since the opening of the Rum Hospital.
1816.
Oh, 2016.
I wasn't even doing the maths. Wow.
Yeah. And so there is a big symposium being hosted by Sydney Living Museums at the Mint. And we're going to be talking all things history, architecture, heritage associated with that very important precinct along Macquarie Street, and particularly focusing on the Rum Hospital.
Wonderful. And I know tickets are still available. We'll make sure there's a link up on the website
they
so people
are.
Can shop through. Where can people get a little more Dictionary of Sydney?
Oh, you can always check us out at dictionarysydney.org.